Are there signs that mom is still around? Is she comforting you, or was it just a dream?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we really, really, really do want to hear it. We love hearing new ghost stories. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, why wouldn't you? You'll also get advanced episodes and access to our archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it that way for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or online at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon, my sister, in with me. And we were just talking about, let's just say, a mutual relative who we both think lives in a haunted house. And we were both there separately. In fact, I talked about it on the show before because I was like, when you go to somebody's house and you pick up on something and they just bought the house, do you say, oh, I think your house is haunted? You know, you don't. That's weird. That was a lot of money they just spent. And you were just there and it's been messing with your dog.
Yes. Like, what kind of nasty ghost picks on a poor little defenseless dog? I don't know.
Pisses me off.
I know. But the poor little baby said that he was just sitting on the floor and all of a sudden he just yelps like something happened. And I flipped around and looked and he's just jumped up and he's looking around the room like he's trying to see like where that came from. You know,
it's just so weird. Dogs.
It was like a yelp, like somebody stepped on his paw or something or his tail, that kind of like hurt yelp, you know. And he's looking around and I'm like, he's all by himself sitting there. So
that's so weird.
It is weird.
It's like, leave my dog alone. And then they hear you in the back room. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. It's like, who is she talking
to? Stop it.
Stop it. Why are you doing this?
It's stop like, it, you meanie.
Like in the other room, they're like, can you hear her? She's in there talking to herself. Okay, well, let's go to our story for the day. Hey, guys, love the show. I came across your show while looking up ghost stories in my podcast app to help keep myself going at work in the lab. Sounds like a person much smarter than me. I am happy I did because now I know that my story doesn't seem strange. Many people have told me it's just my way of coping, but I really don't think that's it. Now, for two paranormal-ish things, it's kind of long, but I feel the need to explain some things as I go. I lost my mother 3 years ago. She was only 65 and I was 26. It was unexpected, but at the same time, not really. My mom's health was not good as I was growing up. She'd been raising me as a single mom since I was 5 years old. She had asthma, diabetes, depression, arthritis, hypothyroidism, and a few other things. She always said she was unlucky in that part, but amazingly, she raised me and did the best she could. I think I turned out all right. She was my best friend, and we were so close. When I turned 18, that began my turn in taking care of her. Though she was living by herself as she wanted, and you really couldn't tell she was sick because she always had a smile on. Being in and out of doctor's offices and hospitals helped me choose my career path in the medical field, honestly. One day, when I was in the clinical rotation of school, I am now a medical technologist, she had surgery to fix a hernia. It went as planned, but because of her weak lungs due to asthma, and by now it really was COPD, coming off anesthesia was trickier. Little did we know, this would be the beginning of a 9-month ordeal. Okay, I'm just going to say right now, this is making me really sad. That is so hard. I feel
it is, and what a wonderful daughter, though, to be there.
Right? Doing that and taking care of mom. Oh, I just feel bad.
Gosh,
okay, back to the story. I won't get into details over that, but a long story short, she almost died from a massive MRSA infection in her surgical wound and numerous bouts of pneumonia from being on a ventilator. After a few months, she seemed well enough to leave the hospital, so she was sent to rehab. But sadly, her lungs were still weak and she was rushed back a few days later. She was put back on a ventilator, and to prove her bad luck on health, they accidentally hit her vocal cords. Oh my gosh. And she lost her voice permanently. She could only speak with a raspy whisper. Everyone grew used to her voice being gone, and she went on to live without it for another 5 or 6 years. Years later, I was working at the very same hospital in the microbiology lab. It was my weekend to work, so I was headed to bed early on a Saturday night. About 3 a.m., I woke up out of a dead sleep. I looked over at my boyfriend, now fiancé, congratulations, who was passed out. I shrugged it off, thinking it was nothing, and tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't. I laid there for a good hour and a half, tossing and turning. My mind was racing, and I couldn't focus on sleep till finally I fell asleep, only to be woken by my alarm an hour or so later. As I was getting ready for work, I noticed my cell phone was showing a text message. I opened up to find a message from a friend at about 11 p.m. the night before. He said there was an ambulance there for my mom. It looked like she had fallen down, but she was okay and didn't need to go to the hospital. You and I can relate to that. Our mother falls down more than I would like.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit.
My mother fell a few times, but her life alert was always on. And I mean, always around her neck for times like this. I replied, thank you. I would call her at break, knowing that at this time, she would be in the shower. About 11 a.m. comes around and it's break time, so I called mom. No answer. I'm kind of surprised, but I'm thinking she just left the cordless phone somewhere else and I let it go. And I'll stop that right there because that happens all the time with our mom. It's like,
oh yeah,
when she doesn't pick up, I kind of freak out. But then I'm like, you know, maybe she went to the bathroom, didn't take her phone with her. And I don't know how many times I've almost gotten halfway over there. And then she calls me back. Yeah, did you call? So I get that. You know, it's like, you don't think that much of it.
But right.
I texted my other friend who tends to go in and check on my mom to see if she would do that. She replied yes and would let me know. Minutes later, I got a call from her. Yes, that call. She was found unresponsive and cold, and 911 was called. Ugh, that gives me all the feels.
Oh.
I know, right? I fell on a chair in front of a microscope and broke down. The whole lab heard me cry. Mom passed in the middle of the night, according to the medical examiner. They did not do an autopsy because of a recent hospitalization with pneumonia in the past month, so they assumed it was from that. Needless to say, I took this very, very hard. I blamed myself for her death. What if I heard that text message and checked on her then? Had she gone to the hospital? Would she still be here? I suffer with depression, and it became harder to deal with after her death. After the funeral, I started putting things together. She called me 2 days before and left a message on my cell. Hey, B, it's mom. Just wanted to hear your voice. Call me when you leave work. And me not being able to sleep the night of her death? I think that was her way of saying goodbye to me. Also, we found her life alert necklace behind the TV in the living room. We found that very odd, knowing that it never left her since she got it. Another tidbit we found out the night she fell, they asked her to go to the hospital, but she refused. She even refused them to check her blood pressure or heart. That was not like my mom at all. After all this, I think she knew she was going that weekend and was kind of preparing herself for it. Her body was tired and couldn't go on anymore. And I will add, I do believe that frequently people know, and and that could have been the case. So 6 months could or so, been. 6 months or so passed by, and I'm having a hard time. Excuse me, and I'm having a hard day with missing her. I was crying a lot and talking to her at her grave. I wanted her. I needed her. I was so distraught. That night, I had a dream, clear as day. I dreamed I looked at my phone, and I had a voicemail. I clicked play and listened. It was from my mom, and it was her voice, not the raspy voice we all came to know, but the voice she had before her surgery. She said, hey, B, it's mom. I love you, and I miss you, and I am all right. Ooh, that gave me the chills.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I woke up and cried. I know it was her just comforting me as best she could. I still get chills when I tell this story as I have now. I know she is around, but doesn't always show it. Only when I seem to need her. I will be married next June. Mm-hmm. I hope she will be there. Her mom will be there.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That was very moving, but I know exactly that kind of what she talks about because I do think that's true. I think you know, our loved ones find ways to leave us messages. Mm-hmm. And I think through dreams is a really powerful one. I really do.
I agree. I think that was a visitation dream from her mom.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And I also believe that night when she woke up and couldn't sleep, that my guess is that was about the time her mom passed and she could sense something was wrong. And, you know, the uneasy feeling woke her up and couldn't get back to sleep. I just think those visitation dreams are different. You know, when you have one that it's different. There's something different that happened and felt real, or like in that case, you know, hearing her mom and the voice that she knew, not the raspy voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful message. It's mom, I love you and miss you. I'm all right.
Yeah. And it's that you're right. And it does seem to happen when you need it the most too.
Mm-hmm.
That they're, you know,
I remember years ago when you and after our dad died, I remember just you and I talking about getting messages from him. And, you know, that, you know, it's not always a rainbow in the sky with Kathy. You know, it's like sometimes it's a little thing like finding a penny, or it's, you know, it's something that you might overlook. Mm-hmm. So don't dismiss the small things that might be the message meant for you. You know, if you're looking for the big signs from the heavens, maybe you don't get that message, but you might look down and there's a penny right at your foot. That might be the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have a dream in the middle of the night. I remember you were in your husband's work. You had a bunch of stuff in his basement. And you were telling me that you had knocked over a box or something, or some things came out of a box and one card went quite a ways away and you went to pick it up and it was a card that was open flat and it was from dad. Mm-hmm. And it said, I don't remember what it said.
You know, I don't remember exactly what it said either, because this has been quite a while ago, but it was something that was like an answer to what I wanted. Like when I opened it up, it was like, you know, I am thinking about you, you know, or something. Because it was kind of like I was, you know, there comes a certain point when somebody's been gone a while and you kind of begin to lose that feeling, like you think to yourself, God, I can't feel them anymore. I can't smell them, or I'm lose, you know, they're getting blurry to me, and I, you know, how do I get them back or something? And I was kind of reaching that point, and the card was from my dad, and it just, it was like a sentence, just like a sentence that said, you know, don't worry, I'm here, or something like that.
I remember,
you know,
I can't remember what it said.
I think definitely dreams are a really powerful one.
I had one the other night with dad, and it was weird because he was older and he wasn't getting around very good, kind of like her mom. And he was at my house. And I was like, I want him to live in my house. I don't remember what the issue was, if he had fallen, and I was having a hard time getting him up. And he wouldn't have wanted you to help him. He was very prideful. No. You know, he didn't. He wouldn't have liked that. So I don't remember the whole dream. I just remember he was in this house I live in now, which of course he's never been here. And he said at some point in the dream, I just really love your house. And I was like, oh, thanks, Dad. I thought that was so weird. And then when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, my dad told me he liked my house. And it was just kind of this weird, cool thing. I don't, you know, I don't even know that it was a visitation dream, but my dad said he liked my house and that made me happy.
You know, I've gotten into the habit of when I have dreams, but about people that are alive, but I haven't seen for a really long time. And then just out of the blue, I'll dream about them. And I always think then that some reason they need me. So I always reach out. I always send them a message on Facebook, or, you know, check in to make sure they're okay. And so many times I'll do that and they'll go, oh my gosh, wow, I was just thinking about you and I needed to tell you something. Or, you know, it's weird, but like there's kind of a collective consciousness, I think, between us as human beings. And maybe one of us needs the other one, even though it's been years since we've seen each other. I always think when I dream about somebody that I haven't seen for a while, that means I need to reach out to them.
I tell you, listen to your dreams.
Absolutely.
If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. You can try it 3 days absolutely free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.